Yo. Yeah, let me just set the tone for this. Because this is the start of 2020. You know what I mean? I don't think I've recorded an episode since this new year started. A lot has happened, but you know, before I get to that, I'll get to this. You know, Division dropped something special on Friday. If you haven't heard it, highly recommend you go hear that right now. It's called Amuse. Amuse. Hey. I don't know if this is gonna start clipping, but let me see. Hey.
When I'm in a bad mood.
Oh man. Division really dropped something special. If you don't fucking know, he's gearing up for a new album release, and man, when I heard the that Dead President sample, I fucking flipped my shit. And he just makes it the most like seductive and sultry and just, you know, sexy ass song out of this fucking sample, man. It's fucking incredible. Before I get carried away and before this episode becomes a dedication to this new song, I mean, I think a lot of other songs that came out this Friday deserve a lot of shine, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, 070 Shake just came out with her debut album, Modus Vivendi. That shit right there. Man, I swear to God, this project is about to have. Hey.
I heard the message you relayed on.
Hey. Before I get carried away with this, I think that, you know, 070 Shake, she's going to be special. And I don't necessarily think that. Actually, okay, so I think with this album, it's probably going to be like a slow burn in the way that Control was. Although Control, I think the difference with Control and this project is that Control had a lot of momentum leading up to it. However, the first, if I remember correctly, I don't think the Control first week sales were necessarily that impressive. I mean, even if they were in the 100,000 range, I think that project definitely consistently sold for weeks, many weeks after that period of time, you know. So I think Modus Vivendi is honestly going to have that same kind of trajectory, and she's also coming through to Montreal, so I'm excited to see her. You know, a lot has happened since my last podcast with Teyon Gibbs. You can check that interview out on YouTube. It's on all podcasting. It's out on all podcasting formats, if you haven't heard it already. But, you know, yeah, so I moved to Montreal. It's crazy, yeah, I know. Yeah, I fucking know. I'm just gonna pull this up. So yeah, I moved to Montreal and I got a new job. It's crazy how it all happened, because, you know, I was applying for this job at this company that I really, really wanted to work at. It's a company involved within the music industry. I don't even know if it's all good for me to name drop it on this platform. I'm sure it should be at some point. But, you know, I just gotta make sure with, like, HR people if I could name drop. I definitely can't talk about projects that we're working on. I read the confidentiality agreement. But whether or not I'm allowed to announce my association with this company openly on this platform, I mean, you know, I'm going to have to check that. But for now, it's a music marketing company. And it's a company that I dreamed of working at for a couple of years now. When this company first came to my attention, I thought that maybe I wasn't there yet. And so I made it, I thought, I didn't even apply in the first place. What I realized is I should have applied. I mean, it wouldn't have hurt to have just put my name in the hat, you know what I mean? I don't think I would have gotten that job given this experience I had back then. But, you know, it would have been worth a shot. And then this year I found out, or actually last year, 2019, I found out one of my friends, she was working there. So I gave it a shot in the summer. I didn't get the job. And then, I tried it again in the wintertime. You know, the interview process went really well, but I didn't think anything of it considering the first go around. I didn't want to hype myself up. I didn't want to build up certain expectations and think that I had this job secured, even if the first round went really well, which was my mistake in the summer interview. You know, I eased up and I learned a very good lesson not to do that. So I went hard with this. I, you know, kept the mentality of, okay, I gotta imagine the most brilliant people that I know. I gotta imagine that they're also applying for this job. So I prepared accordingly. I prepared like this is war, you know? And on Boxing Day, I got an email with a job offer. And it was a huge whirlwind. I mean, I told them that I could start working right away because I wasn't really thinking about it. And I was so eager to finally work within this industry. I kind of say, yeah, I can work right away. So they asked if I could work on the 13th, which was like almost exactly 2 weeks out from Boxing Day. I told them that I would need to start on the 15th. I need at least a couple of days. They were completely cool with that. They understood. But yeah, I quit my job. I gave them my 2 weeks. And then I was done on the 10th. And then my flight was for the 13th. And I'm here. It was, you know, it's kind of funny how life works in a way. I remember last year, you know, I didn't necessarily have the network that I have now in Vancouver. And, you know, I was at the starting point, but then it was funny because right around the time I accepted the job offer, actually after I accepted the job offer, certain things started falling into place. Certain relationships started to be developed and I finally felt comfortable. I finally felt fine with being in Vancouver and extremely optimistic for what we could build. And you know, don't get me wrong, I'm still going to be a part of that process. Don't get me fucked up. I'm absolutely going to still be involved and part of that process. What I realize is that city means a lot to me. And seeing how certain scenes have formed, like in Toronto, Montreal, Tokyo, London, New York, LA. The list goes on and on. Basically, any major music city, and seeing all those spaces, it gets me thinking, like, okay, how it's something that I feel very, very strongly and passionate about. I want to help elevate the city. Not necessarily, I don't have to be at the forefront. If I am, then that's amazing. I mean, ideally, that's the plan. But, you know, that's something that I still want to be a part of. But yeah, no, like I was saying, it's funny how things start working out for me in that way. And even after I said yes, it was still like, leading up to it, I still had that kind of feeling of apprehension. You know, that I always get this feeling in my gut before I'm about to move somewhere of where I start thinking, like, my gut tells me to stay. But every time, and I think that's just the comfort element that humans yearn for and that we've adapted to want. But every time I've fought against that gut feeling and just went for it and didn't look back, my life has taken a turn for the better. And so far, you know, first week into the job, I really feel like my life is in the direction that I finally want it to be. It feels like this is the start. Although I know, but you know what? I know that the start includes all the hardship. It includes those nights where I'd be frustrated that certain things aren't going my way. And, you know, I think that kind of mentality came from a very, very entitled place of the kind of place where it's like, this should be already mine. When none of this shit is. When none of this shit is, and as soon as I was able to snap out of that mindset, things started looking up. And it wasn't perfect. It never was. But I just kept moving forward. I kept moving forward, and now I'm in this position to you know, to be an actual industry person. Man, I'm just excited about 2020 and where we're all gonna move forward this year and this next decade and for the rest of my life. Like, god damn it, man. Like, it's fucking great. Like, look, I'm broke pretty much. Well, I wouldn't say I'm broke. Well, yeah, actually I'm broke. Yeah, I would say I'm broke. I mean, I haven't like maxed out any credit cards. I'm not even close to that point. I remember listening to Jeff Staples' podcast, and he was saying that in order to start his business, he maxed out like 8 credit cards to start his shit. So I'm definitely not in the absolute worst position, but I'm not saying I'm like necessarily where I'm at. I mean, sorry, necessarily where I want to be at. But it feels good. It all fucking feels good. You know, today I didn't write down any topics. I'm just going off the top of the dome. So bear with me, y'all. I'm in Montreal now. So it's kind of different because I'm still keeping up with Vancouver artists and all that. But for the past couple of years, I haven't really explored the Montreal scene. And from what I hear, I mean, it's funny because I actually heard recently that this scene is fractured. People aren't necessarily wanting to work with each other anymore. But I feel that's not the case. I feel like maybe that's just like the winter blues that kind of affects everybody. But I just feel it. There's a ton of potential in this place and a ton of like people that are movers and shakers. And like, I feel like I can build something with this. I can build something with Vancouver as well. But all I'm saying, man, that I'm just excited. We're going to take this podcasting game way more forward. I'm just right now. So I know that over the second half of the year, my podcasting schedule hasn't necessarily been consistent. I'm saying necessarily a lot. I'm going to remove that. I'm going to remove that from my dictionary, my mental lexicon right now, starting now. So what I was saying is that my podcasting schedule hasn't been the most consistent over the last half of this year. But I would like to change that. I want to drop consistent episodes. I want to, whether or not, I think what happened to be a crutch was the video format and the interviews that was like a huge crutch, because then I became like super enamored with, you know, getting people on and getting their perspective. But what I realized, man, is that you can make an interesting podcast by yourself. Shouts out to Jess Staple and Ben Baller, dude. Like, of course, they have breaks within the episode. So I just got to figure out what I'm going to break my shit with. And I'm thinking, like, I mean, I would love to play songs that I'm currently listening to on this thing. But again, the copyright thing, man, like, especially where I'm envisioning where I want to elevate this. I don't want all that to become a burden, you know? So I'm just trying to figure out something. Whether I got some beats. I got some royalty free beats right now, and I guess I need to link up with more producers and get some kind of partnership going with more producers. I got some beats from my boy Ruslan. Shouts out to Ruslan Tayyab. You can find him on at Ruslan RusLanTyab on Instagram. He's also in a production duo called Skyfall Sound, which is where I'm getting the beats from. I believe the website's called www.skyfallsound.net. So that's So I gotta, you know, I'm saying all that to say, I'm gonna figure out my schedule. I think I would love to just record episodes on Sundays and then drop them on a Monday. I think that's the best course of action. Or I might go with a Tuesday. I actually like Tuesdays a little bit better. I like Tuesdays a little bit better, only because, well, not many people are on Mondays, but I just feel like people aren't necessarily mentally primed to listen to podcasts on Mondays. So I think I'll go with Tuesdays. Joe Budden already has a Wednesday, Saturday thing. I mean, a lot of people have already claimed days, but, you know, I'll start with Tuesday and I'll see how that goes. So Tuesday for now. That's what's in the works for podcasting, and I'm gonna get this YouTube channel really, really running. I ordered some lights, camera stand, and then I'm just gonna like knock out topics. I'm gonna knock out topics, talk about shit, and then go from there. How I'm gonna make my channel differentiated from the most while fulfilling a niche, while being able to scale. That's something that I'm going to have to figure out. But of course, I don't want to spend too much time planning. I my mindset for 2020 is, of course, carefully planning, but not to be overly careful. Execution will be very key. So I want to hear from y'all. Like, what are you guys going on? If you're listening to this, hit me up. Hit me up on DMs and let's chat. I'm always open to just talk to people about their ideas and all that. I also want to get video calls going, so I'll see how that goes. And that's the thing about like starting all this shit and just like living on my own. Now I'm finding that I just have this gigantic wish list for things, and I can't afford that shit. I'm trying to get tattoos. I'm trying to get like, you know, I'm trying to save money too. Like, I want to start getting in the real estate market around 26, 27. So that's only a couple few years away, you know what I mean? So I definitely don't want to be bound by my spending habits. And over the past week, I've just spent my money on dumb shit, such as like going out and getting drinks and spending a lot of money on drinks and food. So I definitely want to change that, you know what I mean, in the upcoming couple of months. So I'm definitely going to do that faux show. Jesus, erase that from your mental lexicon. So I'm going to be doing that. I definitely do I even want to get back into playlisting again? I'm also in a dilemma, y'all. Like, I'm trying to decide between Apple Music and Spotify, and it's just hard. I'm an Apple Music user, but everybody at work uses Spotify, and it looks so much easier to just, you know, share shit on your stories, share music with people, because most people in my network at least have Spotify. Create playlists there. It's just all my music is on Apple Music. I know it could transfer over, but like, I just wish that the DRM shit wasn't on my files too. Like, that's also another headache I would have to deal with. I mean, I might just try the trial and see how it goes, but man, it just sounds like a lot of work. It just sounds like a lot of work that I'm not ready to put in. So I gotta decide. I mean, I was contemplating for a while of like just doing both, but it's like right now I don't have that kind of disposable income. At this point, it's like one or the other. Maybe in like 6-7 months down the line, once my finances are in order, hell yeah, I could just drop like $10 a month on it. Like, whatever. Like, I'm not paying for, like, I don't go on Netflix. I barely go on Netflix, and also I'm not really paying for it. So yeah, like, I mean, I could, but again, it's like I like the Apple Music interface a bit better, but man, the Spotify algorithms are so much better than Apple's, and the way that track discovery works there, but here's the other thing, I never rely on track discovery. I have my own ways of finding music, and I find that it's just as, if not more, efficient than the algorithms. Having the daily music selection or whatever, and having that machine learning would definitely save a lot of time, but algorithms aren't perfect because, hey, like, my YouTube YouTube like channel that I've been using for a very long time that I don't use to like upload videos or like for work, that channel's recommendations, to be honest, to me are very trash. Whereas like, let's say my YouTube channel that I actually upload stuff on and my work channel, I find the content on there much better. So it's like, and I've tried like saying that I don't like certain types of videos, but then it's still like, it still just feels like some bullshit. oh, sorry. So that's something I gotta figure out. What else has been going on? Hey, I've been single for 2 months now. So yeah, it's been kind of wild. Like, I haven't really like gone around trying to date anybody. I just don't feel ready for that shit. I barely feel ready to hook up with other people, if I'm being fucking for real. Well, at least I'm trying this out, trying not to hook up with other people, because after breakups, I'd find that especially with my last couple of breakups, like my last couple of my other relationships, I found that I was like just going around and just being a hoe, essentially. Just being a motherfucking hoe and sleeping around and just going on a ton of dates or just having a lot of casual hookups. Like, it was fine. It fulfilled the need and certain desires. But, you know, over the past couple of months, I've been finding that I've been able to focus on my shit way more. I've been able to, as cliche and corny and as contrived as it sounds, I've been able to focus on my own aspirations and what I truly want beyond those sexual desires. And trust, like, I believe that humans are programmed to have the desire to reproduce as like damn near the number one priority. I mean, that's how we've been able to multiply in such a short period of time. I mean, that's not just the reason, of course, technological advancements and not just reproduce, but like to populate this planet in a short period of time. But before I ramble, so what I was saying is that, goddamn, what was I saying, bro? What was I fucking saying? So I guess what I was saying was that, sexual desires are pretty high in terms of like human needs, beyond like food, water, shelter, all that. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong, and don't get me fucking wrong, I'm not condemning anybody for having sexual desires and fulfilling them. Don't get me fucking wrong. It's just that for me, I don't know if I've talked about this, but for me, I was just using it as a distraction. I was using, and it was an effective distraction, but certain issues, previous relationship issues would come up again, and I'd be thinking, God damn, like, why is this happening again? And I, over the past couple of months, I've been able to just reflect and to be able to process things way better. And shit, like, I'm still processing, but with the amount of like distractions I've had over the past like while, I think it's gonna still take me a while, but the progress of it all is it just feels right. It just feels right, and I feel like I'll be able to approach relationships or just hookup situations in a much, much healthier space. So, yeah, man. Yeah, if you got, I'm thinking of like maybe even doing like, maybe even doing like, not necessarily fan mail, almost like fan mail, dude. I would love to hear other people's stories and provide my take on that shit. That'd be fun beyond the music shit. You know? So, and yeah, that's like my goal for 2020, to approach relationships and intimacy from a much healthier place. Another aspiration, which I slightly touched upon, was to, you know, finally build passive income. Really, really build it. Build that shit. And I'm trying to figure out if I'm getting involved with stocks, like investment accounts, you know, my own business. Which this podcasting thing is definitely a part of. But then I'm trying to think, like, how can I monetize this shit? That's not the focus of it right now. Right now, to be very honest, it's just building an audience and, not necessarily, and also, I guess, like, building an audience, but also getting a lot of eyeballs on this thing. That's the biggest goal for this whole thing, the number of eyeballs. So, also, I want to get into some crazy ass interviews. Shouts out to my boy Arshan. I mean, like, I'll consider him my boy. We've only met like a couple. Did we only meet one time? I think we only met once, but we've been like chatting from time to time. Really, really, really good dude. Really fucking good dude. Solid individual, and he's hungry, dude. He's fucking hungry. Like, he recently he has this channel called Kids Take Over, and it's where he does interviews with artists, and he just did one with NLE Choppa. NLE Choppa. And this shit right now, it was released about a month ago. 646,000 views. No, 650,000 views, pretty much. Yeah, 650,000 views. This is like, this is major. Like, he's gonna hit 10K pretty soon in terms of for subscribers. You know? And I just, he's like on the cusp, bruh. He's on the motherfucking cusp. He just had this New York trip. If you ever get a chance, check out his Instagram, Kids Take Over. And he just had all these crazy like business meetings with all these different labels, with SoundCloud. He got some really, really dope interviews in. And that got me thinking, like, I would also like to get in that space as well. But I gotta figure out how I'm about to go about it. What the format that I really like is that grown sit down kind of shit with like Charlamagne and Joe Budden. I like that kind of format. And I mean, I'm a huge fan of long form shit, cause you could always break it down into smaller bits and pieces. But yeah, I really like what Arshan is doing. He's also does FaceTime interviews as well. Yeah, I also wanna figure out how to work the FaceTime shit. I've talked to people about it. Apparently it's difficult, but hey, doesn't mean I can't figure it out. So I love to do that shit. Yeah, shouts out to Kids Takeover, man. They're really about to do some major, major damage in 2020. It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be fucking insane. Shouts out to Kids Takeover. You know what? Shouts out to everybody in the Vancouver scene as well, man. I just have a feeling like it's on the cusp of something big. It really is. There's this like really healthy momentum going on, and just this level of collaboration that I haven't seen since, seen in a very long time. I think people are still sort of stuck within their own cliques. It's still very cliquey, but it has become less so. And I've just chalked it up to, you know, people just need to unlearn this shit. That's the biggest thing, and I believe that'll happen. I really do. So shouts out to that. I'm really excited to just take on this Montreal scene by storm. Like I fucking said. Man, this is crazy, man. I can't believe I'm out east right now. Like it's insane. I'm ordering a bunch of products. I can't wait to get these interviews in, man. Like, with certain people I know I could approach, and certain people that I know are on their grind, just like, holy shit, I'm about to slide in and we're about to, you know, take this whole thing over. Shouts out to Kids Take Over. I'm not a kid anymore. I mean, I'm about to turn 25 this year in a few months, and it's kind of crazy because at 24, I still feel like a young adult. You know what I mean? I still feel like I just got out of university. At 25, I'm definitely gonna feel like, oh shit, this is the start of my motherfucking career. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in it for real. It's crazy. And it's crazy how certain things just lined up with this job, because then I was thinking like, man, I'm about to turn 25 soon. Like, if I don't get a start on my career, like, what am I going to do? I really need to work in the music industry, get out of this industry that's totally unrelated to what I want to do. But you know what? It's going to be great. It's that workplace is, you know, when it's like someone blows up and they say like, man, I remember I used to work at this place, blah, blah, blah. Like, I hated it. It's not what I wanted to do. I feel like the company that I worked at is going to be part of that story if I ever blow up. Like, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, huge shit on the way. On the motherfucking way. Yeah, did you guys hear the albums that came out this year? I mean, not this year, this week. So, we got 070 Shake, we got Mac's album. I listened to it once. I need to listen to it again, but I really, really fucked with it. I'll probably give it another, like, 4 or 5 more spins just today. Just so I can really, really come to a conclusion about it. Like, yeah, man. I also just saw that Coda the Friend dropped an album last year named Photo. I actually really, really like this project compared to any of the other previous projects I listened to. So I'm glad I got that chance. God, I mean, I'm really, really taking it back because I don't think I've done this in a while where I share music, you know what I'm saying? Like, where I put a song on. And but I'm trying to think of, like, what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do. Man, this year, dude, it's like a lot of crazy shit is happening in the world, and I just don't think it's gonna stop. You know, like the whole fires in Australia has been really, really on my mind for the past few months, actually. You know, like my friend Elsa, she's currently out there. I miss you if you're listening to this. You know, my heart goes out. I mean, I feel like I don't want to say the people in this city are fine. Like, of course, I am concerned about the people there too. But I mean, but the people that lost their homes, for example, the animals that have lost their habitat. And I heard that koalas are very, like, environment, like they're dependent on their current surroundings. They're adapted to only really, like, eat the eucalyptus that is grown in a particular region. And the fact that all that shit's gone, man, like, how are we gonna integrate these animals back? And this is just the first year, dude. This is the first fucking year where this has happened. And that's the thing, like, with climate change, it's only going to get worse, you know? So it's like, how do we tackle all of this? It becomes a really difficult question, because then we have to think about, like, the ways in which we consume, and would enough people be willing to depart from that comfort, the immediate comfort that they have from, let's say, this packaging, but also their consumption habits. And even through ways that we might not even consider to be totally bad, you know? Because I know with recycling, for example, like, if there's one thing in there with, like, a little bit of food in it, then that whole batch just gets thrown away. It just gets thrown away in the trash. Like, to me, the whole, like, with Japan burning the garbage, that never made sense to me. I was like, why would you do that? But then after watching a little documentary about how recycling companies sell their products, sell like the recycled goods overseas, and then it just, like, ends up in a landfill because it can't, quote unquote, be used for, you know, melting down and turning it and actually recycling it again. It's crazy. And that burning thing just totally made sense to me. But at the same time, it's like the fumes and just, you know, it's crazy, because if you have ever gone to Japan and see the amount of packaging that just gets used for presentation, and, you know, because it's comforting, like, it's fucked. It's really fucked. Something really has to change. things really, really have to fucking change. And I hate that, you know, being somebody that is into clothes and buying all this production equipment, I'm directly contributing to the fucking problem. And of course, it's really not just fast fashion too. When it comes to clothing, it's all that shit, dude. It's all that fucking shit that is created. It's not just fast fashion. Of course, having people move away from that would help, but you got plenty of factories for like Balenciaga, for example, and like Gucci. Creating these things isn't the most economically viable option. No, I mean, environmentally viable. Economically, it makes sense. You know, so yeah, man, that's going to be tough figuring out that shit this decade, because as much optimism as I have, that's something that we need to recognize. And it's only like these next couple of decades, I think we're really, really going to feel this shit. I think we really are. That's why I'm wary about bringing kids into this world, man. Like, I used to want like at least 3 kids, ideally 5. But now I'm thinking like, and I think that's a general attitude that a lot of people in my generation have towards all of this. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It really is. Man, fuck. 40 minutes. This is going to be a short motherfucking episode, y'all. I miss this. I missed y'all. I missed everyone. I missed everybody here. You know, I'm going to see how well this episode does. I'm going to promote the hell out of it. But I'm definitely going to promote the hell out of it. But I'm just happy to be back on this thing. To be back to finally let my thoughts out in this way. I don't think I've really gotten that chance to lately. I was the reason why I didn't record anything since the Teyon Gibbs episode. I've just been busy. Like once I found out that I got hired, dude, like there's this huge weight that I've been carrying for the past 2 years since I've graduated, and it just dissipated. Not saying that I don't want to do like projects like this and my own individual projects and projects with other people anymore. It was stressing me out that I wasn't working in the industry that I wanted to work in. I'm finding now though that my sleep pattern is still not perfect. I'm still waking up mid-sleep thinking about work and like thinking about how I can excel within that space. Now like my attitude has shifted. I just think I have a general just hunger problem, you know. I wouldn't say, okay, so it's honestly not a problem, but you know what I'm saying. God. So yeah, I've just been, you know, I just felt like, okay, I just need this moment to take a break, to take a nice long ass break on everything and just spend that time seeing people in the city before I go. That was hard. I touched on this like earlier this episode, but saying goodbye with certain friends, like it was hard because like I was saying, I wasn't expecting to move so quick. Even throughout the interview process, even that possibility, I didn't register it. So to have 2 weeks to sort of be like, oh shit, I'm leaving some of y'all, like it's gonna be, and to actually have done it, there were friends, really good friends, I didn't get a chance to see before I left. And even with certain friends, it's like I still felt like I didn't have enough time to for quality, that the quality interaction that I wanted with everybody. But I mean, I like one of my really good, really, really good homies said, Brittany, shouts out to her. It's not a goodbye, it's a see you later. So I have faith that I'll be able to see everybody again. And if not, I have so much fucking love for you. So much. Whether or not, I mean, for the most part, I think I get along with most people that I come across. But even if we didn't necessarily leave things on the best terms, I'm just wishing the best for you, you know? Like, it just comes from a place of just wanting better, wanting you to have better, which I think that's pretty toxic to think that way, but I'm trying to fix that. But it truly does come from that place. So yeah, man, 2020, I'm excited. So I'm about to link up with my homie Abdu. I'll see, what is he saying? What is he saying? Yeah, I have no idea. But anyways, so I gotta go soon. I gotta slide. I said I was gonna record this in the morning. It's already 3 p.m. right now. I gotta go. I gotta eat some lunch. Actually, I probably won't eat lunch. I don't feel hungry. I'll probably eat this bar. And then I'll go. But before I go, I want to play a song. I found this song with Masego. It came out in 2019. I know I should play something from 2020. This song called Wild Youngster by Nez, featuring Schoolboy Q. I think that song has a potential to get a bit of a rise. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check that out. What do I do? Fuck, I also really, really loved, you know, this song. I would love to play this song with Cicero. Let's see what it sounds like. Oh, it's not even on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So
You don't really rock with me.
Hey, this would be my first choice. It's called Good to Know by Cicero. Cicero. Featuring Masego and Wallace. Oh, KP and Embria. Embria, I love that name. That name is phenomenal. But today, I feel like people have been somewhat sleeping on Moneybagg Yo. But even if you don't really like him, I don't think you could really sleep on the Lil Baby collaborations. I think him. Well, I don't want to say that Moneybagg Yo and Lil Baby is a better combination than Lil Baby and Gunna because of how iconic Gunna and Lil Baby's collaborations have been. And I guess like they have that body of work and like a whole large catalog to speak for itself. Whereas Moneybagg Yo and Lil Baby, not as large, but I think their peaks are almost just as high, if not potentially higher. So I'll play this song called You Played, featuring Lil Baby. Okay, this song is in the background. All right, so I'm gonna play this song called You Played by Moneybagg Yo, featuring Lil Baby, off of the Time Served project. It's really fucking good. Highly check it out. Enjoy.
Take heat, this too hard. Take heat, this too hard.
Take heat, fuck these niggas up.
I don't got a heart,
but fuck it, I'm paid. Lil' AB the body, he fresh out the cage. I'm still the same nigga from minimum wage. They tryna keep up, so they stalking my page. They do what I say, they tryna get saved. They line up for me like they copping the J. I told her, get right, start acting your age. Can't believe you tried it, bitch, you played. Wanted a diamond choke as soon as her time was over. Bitch, you played. She wanna ride the Rover. Told her Uber was closer. Bitch, you crazy. She tried to show out in public. I cut the bitch out like it's nothing. Bitch, you played. She must have thought I was stupid. I knew she was fucking my cousin. Ooh. I don't got a cold. I'm sipping on hat. Take a deuce of that yellow. I'm straight out the project. The first nigga played with me. He got shot at. 100-some shots. Flipped the car. That's a car wreck. I really don't need to be speaking on it. But fuck it. You know how I be when I get what? High off them motherfucking medicals.
Up there.
Get in the booth and go federal. They copy my style. I had to go get that.
Give me that.
Like, boy, get my motherfucking shit back. She wanna chill, but this ain't no kickback.
Her.
Pass it to my teammate. I assist that. Straight to the jet. Then I'm gone.
Gone.
Land in a new time zone.
Out of the.
All the hoes pressed. Niggas looking stressed. They can't accept that I'm on. I don't got a heart, but fuck it, I'm paid. Lil' AB the body, he fresh out the cage. I'm still the same nigga from minimum wage. They tryna keep up, so they stalking my page. They do what I say, they tryna get saved. They line up for me like they copping the J. I told her, get right, start acting your age. Can't believe you tried it, bitch, you played. Wanted a diamond choke as soon as her time was over. Bitch, you played. She wanna ride the Rover. Told her Uber was closer. Bitch, you crazy. She tried to show out in public. I cut the bitch out like it's nothing. Bitch, you played. She must have thought I was stupid. I knew she was fucking my cousin. Bitch, you played.
She out here wide and telling her friends I'm buying a flying. A bitch, you child. I never mind them. I'm getting mine. I'm one of the flyers. Got no style. Pop my shit, roll truck my driver. Rats like books, ain't been no coffee. Yes, my teeth, I come through smiling. Brand new land, we come through wild. Couldn't get it up, none of this shit just piling. Everybody drip, turn the hood to an island. Last name Rich, first name not Roddy. They my hit, can't claim that body. They my whole damn show, ain't my side. Wish I would take little whole shot. Soon as I do it, it's four on the copy. Still in the hood, I can never get caught.
I don't got a heart, but fuck it, I'm paid. Lil' AB the body, he fresh out the cage. I'm still the same nigga from minimum wage. They tryna keep up, so they stalking my page. They do what I say, they tryna get saved. They line up for me like they copping the J. I told her, get right, start acting your age. Can't believe you tried it, bitch, you played. Wanted a diamond choke as soon as her time was over. Bitch, you played. She wanna ride the Rover. Told her Uber was closer. Bitch, you crazy. She tried to show out in public. I cut the bitch out like it's nothing. Bitch, you played. She must have thought I was stupid.
Yeah,
I knew she was fucking my cousin.
Yeah,
bitch,
yeah,
you played.
Yeah. Hey, look. That was You Played by Moneybagg Yo and Lil Baby. Yeah, check that out. Check that whole project out. Check out everything that came out this week. You definitely should, you know? I would highly recommend that. I think it's still recording, goddamn. Hello? Okay, yeah, it's good. I'm just recording this in my bedroom right now. This is so comfortable. I love this. I love this shit. Like, this makes me, having this setup here, having my own space where I can create like this, it's all I could ask for. So, yeah, this is the 2020 episode, like the start of the 2020 episode, of Naoto's interlude. I just kind of want to get this shit off, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I actually really like this format. I like the kind of energy that I came in with. Like, I didn't write anything down. However, I know I'll probably end up writing shit down, you know? So, yeah, I'll end up doing that. I'll definitely have, like, more topics on here as well, which will possibly tie into some YouTube shit. I also want to get into TikTok. I've been saying this for a while, but I genuinely want to get into TikTok. So, if you're interested, you know, if you're interested in TikTok, let me know. And let's have a chat about that. So, yeah. Oh, my God. We're already on episode 27 in a year, not including the interviews, dude. So I'll probably put out like about 32 pieces of content this last year, which is kind of lower than I wanted, but what can you do? I wanted to aim for about 50, but actually that's not bad. That's really not that bad. So yeah, thank you for being, you know, being listening to this pod and indulging with me. I'm sending out much love, many a positive vibrations, as they say. Shit. Yeah, I'm not even gonna front. I'm definitely not. I always say stuff about like energy and like vibes and like, I don't know, me being such an Aries. But yeah, I'm joking, y'all. I really am. I don't really take all that shit seriously. So, but still, I'm still sending over positive energy, for real. You can do this shit. I don't even want to say you can do what you set your mind to. That's not realistic. But there's always, I mean, you can. No, not really. But you know, like, all I'm trying to say though is that there's no use in not trying. You know what I mean? Like, shit, look at what a year of trying got me, you know? Like, after I got off my ass and started working and like putting in work and just trying to succeed. Like, look at where it got me. I just feel like this is only the beginning. Like, there's so much space in all this. I'm fucking stoked. I'm excited. I'm also planning on starting a blog soon, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that for show. Gotta get good at using WordPress and gotta get comfortable taking pictures. But other than that, I think I'm pretty down for that. Like, this city is a really good city for food shit. So I think I'm pretty fucking down. Yeah, you know. So yeah. Hey. Thank you for making it this far and not skipping ahead. 40 minutes of content. Content King. Let's go. CK. This has been, feels so good to say this. This has been the episode 27 of Naoto's Interlude Podcast. And we are about to take over 2020. I'm signing out.